Brains 101 with Professor Peters.
What made real-time, or at least only minutes-old, weather maps possible was the invention of the telegraph in the 1830s. People could take weather readings and send them to a central point where the day's weather could be mapped, and knowledge of the atmosphere could be used to make forecasts all over the country. But the implementation of relatively high-speed communication raised another issue. How do you condense all that information about wind, pressure, temperature, humidity, clouds, and weather for each location? The answer, developed in the early 1800s, was a set of symbols to be used on a synoptic weather map. Remember, 101 discussed the term synoptic, meaning the whole picture, several segments back. The same basic set of symbols remains in use today. The key to understanding a weather map is to understand the weather symbols that are used on the map. Weather map symbols were created as a method of reporting meteorological data in mass quantities to weather analyzing agencies, such as the Weather Bureau, now the National Weather Service. The symbols are a form of shorthand used when writing out the information when longhand would become difficult. Most of the weather symbols are laid out around the station model plot, with temperature at about 10 o'clock, present weather at about 9 o'clock, dew point just below that. The station pressure gets plotted around the 2 o'clock spot, while pressure tendency is right below that around the 3 o'clock spot. Besides the symbols that go with station observations, such as clouds and cloud cover, there are other symbols too, like the ones used to identify various fronts. Tor Bergeron is credited with proposing the symbols that are used for fronts. Just another aspect of an interesting science of trying to understand the weather. If you have a question concerning the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.